we prompted that a question be asked in the Dáil, where Micheál Martin turned around and said that yes, it is the case that all of these homes should be mortgageable and insurable. But up until that point, just before Christmas, we had no such ideas that the government felt like this. I mean, they certainly created a scheme which through options 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 leave deleterious materials behind in the building. And of course, this brings us to the mortgageability question. I guess the thing that I find a little bit off about that is that when Charlie McConnell said that he was pushing the banks to give guarantees around mortgageability, I mean, the mortgageability, of course, we're all facing the right direction there. We all want mortgageability and insurability. But when he said that he was going to push the banks to give guarantees on that, he's really fooling the nation into thinking that it's the bank's gift to give, quote Paddy Diver. It's not the bank's gift to give. If the scheme was good enough to fix the houses, then engineers could come along and certify them. And then, based on that certification of structural soundness, the banks would be able to offer mortgages. So the idea is if you buy a 150-year-old house, the bank is not mortgaging on the house. You have to get an assessor out, an engineer, and on that certification, they offer the mortgage on the certification. So that's the situation we're in. We're in a situation where the engineers are looking at these options, these remediations, and finding them impossible to certify because they're not structurally sound.
Has the voice of the engineers been heard at the meeting of this subgroup? Because, as Charlie McConnell says, the government will accept nothing less. What the banks are saying is, we need engineers' reports. I mean, there potentially is a big impasse here.
There certainly is an impasse. And the thing is, we're looking at a situation now, and we're referring to a meeting that literally just happened. Like, we've never had the banks at the table with the engineers and the government and the National Standards Authority of Ireland and engineers and Insurance Ireland. We've managed to get everybody around the one table. And yes, we're dealing with these issues. And Engineers Ireland effectively have gone away for 4 weeks now to hopefully come back to us with a definitive, clarified position on this issue. And that then that we can take to the banks and say, well, does this make these homes mortgageable or not? I don't want to jump ahead of that and say that, of course, it doesn't make them mortgageable because they still contain deleterious materials. And that would include a risk that the banks have no appetite for. Banks don't loan on uncalculated risk.
Presumably then that would give, if that were to happen, that gives you the opportunity to go back to government and say to government, you have said this scheme is working. It patently, according to the engineers, is not.
I think you have that in a nutshell. I mean, you can hang other trinkets on that if you wish. The government also said it was 100%. Clearly, it's not 100%. But not only that, it doesn't work in any way, shape or form. In fact, we've had our own politicians here in, our own council officials here saying, I would recommend you take out the foundations. I mean, that's abandoning the scheme. That's our own county council saying the only way to win here is not to play that game. So yeah, I guess hopefully when the engineers come and clarify their position, Engineers Ireland in February, and we have the sit down meeting, then I think the government has no choice but to overhaul nuts and bolts of the scheme and fix houses. Otherwise, we're creating, like, think about all of the houses that have been remediated already, options 2 to 5, and options 1 while keeping their foundations, and they're mortgage that they have out perhaps now, they potentially have out now, is in technical default, even though they fixed their houses through the scheme. And their insurance is also in default because it's a house of non-standard construction. They need to look into how that would apply to a house containing deleterious materials. And I urge everybody out there with a DCB home to check with your insurance provider and make sure that you're still covered.